And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning I have in the studio with me Mary Lynn Tubbs, who is Miss Carbon Outstanding Teen Director, and Kylie Howes, who is the Miss Carbon County Director. How are we doing, ladies?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You guys have got busy time coming up in the next couple of months.
Yes, we do.
Really busy. Well, Mary Lynn, step on up to the mic. Now, you are the director for the Miss Carbon County's Outstanding Teen. And you've got an orientation coming up for anyone that's thinking about this or have thought about it to come and attend this and see what it's all about.
Yes. Yes, we do. And we encourage all teens in the county to come and see what the pageant's all about. It's a great experience for all girls.
Now, Miss, the outstanding teen, what is the age? What is that considered?
13 to 17, yes.
13 to 17, mm-hmm. Okay.
They have to be 18 and not graduated by July 31st of 2019. And then also 17, or they have to be 17 and graduated by July 31st of 2019.
All right. And can you tell us and give us an idea of what they can get from the orientation?
We will just go over everything that they need to, you know, have and need for the pageant, like their paperwork, everything that they'll need to do for the pageant, like each phase of competition. We'll go over that.
So tell us, when is the competition for this?
Pageant for the teens starts at 4 o'clock on the 13th.
And that's going to be at Mount Harmon. That's yes. kind of the hub for
yes.
for the pageant.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the benefits for being in the outstanding teen, like if you were to place?
They receive scholarships and gifts.
If they go to the orientation and they do submit their writing, do you help them, like, prepare for the pageant in October?
Yes. Yes. So we'll have several workshops throughout the month of September that helps them prepare for interview, evening gown, their fitness competition. All phases of competition we will help them with. So they don't need to go in thinking that they, you know, have to have all this beforehand. No, we'll help them with.
Along the way.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right, Kylie, why don't you step on up and let's talk about Miss Carbon County. You also have a orientation meeting coming up as well.
Yes.
And you're doing it the same day, just a little bit later.
Yeah. So the Miss Carbon County's orientation is the same day, just at 2:30. So the teen is at 1 p.m. and the miss is at 2:30. So kind of the same thing, just the phases of competition, age requirements, which are 17 to 25. And anyone who's in that age group can come and talk to us and see if they're interested in competing. We really want anyone to come that's interested. Even if it's something you've never thought of before, you should come and just see if it's something that you'd be interested in, because it is a great opportunity. They do receive scholarships to USU Eastern and also scholarships that they can take anywhere to any other school. And then just service opportunities. That's the biggest thing that we're trying to push, is the service side of it. Because the pageant is only one day and it is a big deal. But after that, it's all about service for the county.
Yeah. And I don't think people realize that. They do a lot of community service.
Yes.
It's good on resumes.
Yes,
that's a good thing.
Good on resumes.
For sure. And it just kind of, I think, helps any of the girls kind of break out of their shell.
Yes,
they're a little bit timid. They learn how to talk in front of people and be relaxed. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a good thing.
Yes. And I was in that similar situation. Like, I didn't consider myself a pageant person at all. And then my mom kind of pushed me and said, just try it. Just go for it. And then I ended up winning. And it did make me break out of my shell, because I was a very shy person. I didn't like talking in front of people. I didn't like doing that kind of thing in front of people. And it really helped too with job interviews, because if you can make it through a pageant interview, a job interview is a piece of cake.
Right.
So
there are skills that they will end up taking
yes.
and use throughout their life.
Yes.
This week, you guys are going to be involved in the Carbon County Fair. You guys
yes.
got a fun event you're
yes.
put in charge of. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so it's the baby contest for the fair. It's for ages 0 to 2 years old, and they can come out and compete in whatever area they want to. We have, like, cutest smile, best outfit, you know, just a bunch of different categories that they can compete in. And we also have gifts for all our contestants, kind of little swag bag things, and we also have bigger prizes for the winners of each category, which there are 10 of those categories.
Now, did you have sponsors for your baby
yes,
contest?
Yes, we did. Dr. Kim Quinton sponsored. And then Parkway Dental was also one of our sponsors. Oh, and Women's Health
Danielle
Pendergrass. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, you got some good sponsors there. So, and lots of prizes. And you know what? No one is going to go away empty handed.
Yeah. And it's free.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. So everyone come out.
And they did change something this year because those poor little babies were sweating to death last year.
It will be indoors this time at the event center. So check-in is at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and then it starts at 11 o'clock.
All right, parents, get your kids out there. This will be fun. 10 different categories, and you don't have to, you can register as for however many you want on that. There's no limit. And you'll get, every contestant will get a gift. Prizes will be awarded.
They're awesome gifts. Awesome prizes.
For all the winners. Ooh, that sounds exciting. So anyway, and it's indoors. So that's just taking place this Saturday, August 11th. I have a question for you. So how long have you been doing the directing and helping with pageants?
So this will be my third year directing, but I've been involved with the Miss Utah organization since I was 17. So it's been a little over 10 years that I've been involved.
So in your 3 years and working with the gals, just think back, looking at a girl that started out and then over the year of her having her title, have you noticed a big difference? Like, have you seen a difference in how she speaks, how she presents herself? Like,
of course, like it's a huge, and that's like my takeaway from it. That's the biggest part, is seeing them grow and seeing them change over that year. Even not even within that year, just from the time we start working with them till the night of the pageant is crazy, the difference in that girl and just her self-confidence and her self-worth. Like it's amazing to see that change.
So for the mini and little and junior Miss Carbon County, they are having their pageant soon, and they're also doing an orientation. Tell us when that is and what time.
So the orientation is September 22nd. It's a Saturday at noon, and it's at the church on 150 South 500 East. It's the Price Utah Stake Center. And all paperwork and everything is due at that meeting. So to get that paperwork, just go to our website. It's www.misscarboncounty.org/paperwork. And you'll be able to print everything off right there and get all the information. And so everything is due at that workshop, September 22nd.
So although my child is not sure they want to get in on this, it's still a very good idea to go ahead and get the paperwork.
Yes.
And bring it with you just in case they change
their mind. Start preparing their talent and stuff, because everything is in 2 weeks, basically. So our orientation is September 22nd and the pageant's October 6th. So they only have a couple weeks that we kind of have a couple rehearsals and things to go over, but they should be mostly prepared with their talent and everything like that.
How do you see the relationship between Miss Carbon County and her royalty? Like, how do you see that? Do they end up being quite
close-knit
and family?
So close. They cheer each other on. You know, they're always together between the Miss Carbon County Royalty, Outstanding Teen, and the Mini, Little, and Junior. Like, they're all so close-knit, and so they love each other. They become like sisters, basically.
Like a little sisterhood there.
Yes.
Yeah. So any parents, grandparents, or any individuals out there that meet the age requirements, Miss Carbon County's Outstanding Teen is going to be doing an orientation meeting August 18th at 1 p.m. Where is that going to be held at?
The Castleview Hospital South Entrance.
Okay, Castleview Hospital South Entrance, their little classroom there. So that's at 1 o'clock. And then the Miss Carbon County orientation meeting is going to be at 2:30, same date. Now, the Miss Carbon County Mini, Little, and Junior, they're a little bit earlier. They actually have to have their paperwork in before or by September 22nd. And they have a little orientation scheduled for the same day at the LDS Stake Center at 150 South 500 East. Now, anybody out there, if you visit their website, if you still don't have a question answered, you can call these ladies and they can answer anything for you. Mary Lynn, give us your phone number.
It's 801-599-4359.
And that's for Miss Carbon Outstanding Teen, or really anything she could answer. She's pretty involved with, they kind of do a little bit of both and help each other out. And Kylie, what's your number?
So it's 435-650-6744.
All right, folks, that is all the information on how to be a part of Miss Carbon County's royalty and all the fun things that they do. Again, don't forget, they are in charge of the baby contest this year at the Carbon County Fair, and that takes place Saturday at 11 o'clock. It is indoors this year, folks, so the kids won't be too hot. It's for ages 0 to 2 years old. Now, all the the contestants will get a free gift, and they've got some wonderful sponsors that have bought gifts for the winners. They have 10 categories. 10 categories that you can get your kids in, and you can enter them into as many as you would like. There's no limits, so go on and check that out. The girls would love to see all the cute kids. So, well, ladies, anything else?
I think we covered it all.
Yeah, I think that's all. Come out if you have any questions, and bring your parents if you'd like, and yeah.
Come and see what it's all about.
Exactly.
If you've even had an inkling of thinking about doing this, mm-hmm. go to the orientation. I guarantee you'll probably change your mind and want to be involved, so. All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.